the 25th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the martyrdom of St. Mercurius, also known as Abu Safain, the saint with the two swords. On this day of the year 250 AD, St. Mercurius, known as Abu Safain, the holder of the two swords, was martyred. He was born in the beginning of the 3rd century in the city of Ascentos in Cappadocia in eastern Asia Minor. His parents were Christians, and they called him Philopater, a Greek word that means lover of the Father. They raised him in a Christian upbringing, and when he became a young man, he enlisted in the Roman army during the reign of Emperor Decius. The Lord granted Philopater grace, strength, and courage, for which he earned the cordial admiration of the emperor, who called him Mercurius. When the Berbers rose up against Rome, Decius went forth to fight them, but when he saw how many there were, he became terrified. St. Mercurius assured the emperor, saying, "Do not be afraid, because God will destroy our enemies and will bring us victory." One night during the war, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, dressed in white apparel. The angel gave Mercurius a sword, saying, "When you overcome your enemies, remember the Lord your God. That is why he is called the holder of the two swords, Abu Safain. One is the military sword, and the other is the sword of the divine power." With the grace of God, Mercurius was victorious in the war, and the emperor exalted the saint because of his courage. He bestowed on Mercurius many medals and titles. He was given the title Supreme Commander of the Roman armies, and he was loved by everyone. Nevertheless, the saint told the people that the victory was not his, but it was from the Lord. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and reminded him of what he told him previously, that is, to remember the Lord his God. When Decius rested from the fighting, he, along with his soldiers, wanted to offer up incense to the idols. But Mercurius did not attend. His enemies informed the emperor of what had happened, and he summoned St. Mercurius and asked for the reason of his absence. The saint confessed and did not deny that he was Christian and that the victory in the war was by the power of the Lord Christ. The emperor offered him to choose between his high-ranking position and his Christian faith. The saint cast aside his sword belt and his military attire down before the emperor and said to him, "I only worship my Lord and God Jesus Christ." The emperor became angry and ordered that Mercurius be beaten with whips and stocks, and the soldiers tortured him severely, but he was steadfast in his faith in the Lord Christ during his torment. Many others accepted the faith because of his steadfast and endurance to the tortures, and the others were also martyred. When the emperor realized that many had accepted the Christian faith because of Mercurius, he sent him, bound in iron chains, to Caesarea, where he was beheaded and received the crown of martyrdom. May the blessings of the prayers of St. Mercurius, Abu Safain, be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.